Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Indian e-commerce has become a battleground for Alibaba and Amazon. The Philippines is due to see an increase in digital advertising levels this year and Coca-Cola has received praise for a new ad campaign. The Indian e-commerce market has been reshaped yet again as Amazon and Alibaba look to become two major players in the country. Alibaba has reportedly invested $177 million into the Indian payment service Paytm, meaning that it now owns 40% of the company and 97% of 197, Paytm's parent company. Paytm recently launched an update to its mobile platform, Paytm Mall, which works in a very similar way to Alibaba itself, meaning it now features trusted sellers. Meanwhile, Amazon has invested heavily in the Indian market since 2014. Recent financial troubles at two other major Indian e-commerce platforms, Flipkart and Snapdeal, mean that Alibaba and Amazon's presence in the country is ever more significant. Digital advertising in the Philippines is expected to experience high levels of growth in 2017. According to Kantar Media Philippines, the country will see a lot more investments in digital advertising. Whilst television advertising currently leads the way in the country and will continue to be very strong, digital is expected to grow. Kantar Media's commercial director said that many local advertisers are now allocating up to 25% of their budget to digital advertising from 5 to 10% in previous years. He also mentioned the increasing effect of video ads on Filipino audiences. However, he added that the country's advertisers would see more success online if internet speeds were faster. The drinks giant Coca-Cola has been praised by members of the marketing community for a recently released diverse advert. The ad shows both a brother and sister attempting to win the attention of an attractive pool boy. Out Magazine called the advert inclusive, whilst Marketing Week said that such adverts represented a step forward in advertising diversity. Coca-Cola's senior manager of global brand PR said that the brand was looking to show culturally relevant messages, not as the main subject of the story, but as a subtext. Reuters noted that whilst gay characters are commonplace in TV and film, marketers have been slower to include such characters. The advert is part of the global Taste the Feeling campaign. Video on demand services are on the increase in Australia as online piracy in the country declines. A study from Creative Content Australia on the ways in which pirated videos were shared online in 2015 and 2016 showed that all sharing and downloading platforms are seeing less downloads of TV and film content. It was found that such internet downloads for movies was down to 14% in 2016 from 15% in 2015, whilst pirated TV shows saw a fall of 3% in downloads. Meanwhile, PayWizard found that over the same time period, people became more willing to pay for online on-demand videos. Whilst in 2015, only 26% of internet users said they would pay to watch TV or film online, that figure rose to 40% in 2016. And finally, Google has expanded its AI translation system into more languages. The technology uses Google's neural machine translation system to translate sentences, not just phrases, in order to produce much higher quality results. It's now added Russian, Hindi, and Vietnamese to the already long list of supported languages, including English, Turkish, and Japanese. The new additions mean that the translation tool now covers the native language of 35% of the world's population. Translations are due to improve as well as the AI technology improves over time, giving more and more reliable answers in the future. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.